There are a few clouds and a pop-up storm possibly for the afternoon tomorrow. Also, more humid now. Early morning tomorrow starts off the upper 60s, low 70s, so we're headed back into the upper 80s with that small chance of an afternoon storm. Rain chance goes up a little bit. It's still warm and humid, middle and upper 80s, with a partly cloudy sky otherwise. Wednesday and Thursday, following morning lows of 60s to low 70s.
The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Live music, food, cool prizes, a bike show, sound competition, bike games, cornhole tournament, vendor space available, RV hookups, $35 a night, June 5th, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., June 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Hearst Coliseum, Shreveport, Fairgrounds. Sponsored by 3-State Harley-Davidson. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. Family-friendly event. More information and details, email monkeyfestla@gmail.com.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great Tuesday here on WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America. And as always, at the start out, if you want to ever hear past shows or all the shows I'm doing at the state legislature, all the people I interview, you can always catch my podcast at William Wallace, that's W-A-L-L-I-S, for America, on any podcast app or on my Facebook page, YouTube channel, and catch me there. So back to what I was trying to get started here with is that everybody needs to call their state senator today. Well, it's actually too late, but you can email them. If you go on legis.la, so here, follow these directions because this is really important. And I'll start out, I'll explain to you why it's really important. So we have a temporary state tax right now, which is what makes our state, one of the reasons makes our state sales tax so high. It's temporary, right? Of course, everything in our state is temporary, all the taxes, right? Right? Temporary. It's a good thing. We'll make a temporary tax on the people to raise money for whatever we need. And, of course, it's always for the children. It's for the children. It's for the old people. We need more money because of the children. And that's always the excuse. And then they say it's going to be temporary, and it won't last that long because it's temporary, and it's going to be all right because it's temporary. It's for the children. Did I repeat myself enough? Well, guess what? It's never temporary, and here's why. Here's what's happening. I'm explaining to you and why you need to call your state senator today, and here's how I'm going to do it. So there's a temporary tax that got on a bunch of years ago, and the House of Representatives voted against it. So you're thinking, well, if they voted against it, why don't they worry about it? Well, they got rid of they were trying to extend the temporary sales tax. And it's only like, I think, 2%. I don't have the numbers exactly right. But, I mean, look, 0.1% is still your hard-earned money. So what they did was they had to vote to extend the temporary sales tax. Well, it got killed in the House of Representatives. I know, I hear everybody cheering. But what they did was they stick in the extension on another bill. So they killed, follow me on this, so they killed the bill that was going to extend the sales tax. Okay? They killed it. But because some legislators really want to get that temporary sales tax, they want to keep it going, they added it as an amendment on another bill. So again, they killed the sales tax extension bill, but then they added it on another bill as an amendment. Now, the bill they added to is where it gets tricky. You got to follow me on this. Where they added it to was the bill that was going to tax legal medical marijuana. So right now, medical marijuana is legal, but they're not making any, but the state's not making any money off of it. Well, they had a bill, okay, that was going to tax medical marijuana. A good thing. They're going to put the state's going to make some money off of medical marijuana with the sales tax. That bill passed. It's getting through. Good thing. But now they've added the temporary sales tax extension that got killed on a bill that was standing on its own. That got killed. They're taking that bill and adding it as an amendment to another bill, the medical marijuana tax, to sneak it in on the taxpayers of Louisiana. I can't tell you what I want to say right now because I don't know if my producer would have time to bleep me out. This infuriates me because I'm in there reporting very favorably on a lot of things that a lot of our legislators are doing. And I'm not going to name the one that's sneaking it in right now because actually that's not important because you won't be able to stop it by calling that legislature. The way you can stop it is by going, so file, take some notes here. You're going to go to legis.la.gov. And in the left-hand column, you can look out and find, if you don't know who your state senator is, you can go in the left-hand column and say, look up your representatives by your address. You click that, you enter your address and your zip code, and it tells you who your state senator is. Okay? Then you can go on that site, find their email, and say, kill this sales tax extension bill. It's going to be in the Senate Finance Committee tomorrow. Tomorrow, they are going to have this bill, the medical marijuana bill, with the sales tax extension that got snuck onto it, is going through the Senate Committee tomorrow. Now, here's why this is so important, because it is going to be easier to kill it in committee than it is once it gets to the floor. Why? Because in a committee, you might have 7 people there, you might have 9 people there. It all depends. I have to tell you this for another show. The committee might have X number of people. But because there's so many other things going on in the state legislature, that the people on that committee might be in another committee. Maybe one of their bills is getting voted on in a House committee, so they might be on the other side of the Capitol. So they don't get there. They're not there for to vote on this bill. So you might have a quorum by minimum, whatever their quorum is. Might be five people, might be seven people, might be nine people. Whatever their quorum is, they need a quorum to be able to vote. So what happens is if they have just a few people for a quorum, maybe it's nine, maybe it's seven, but it's easier to get four people. Let's say the quorum is seven, okay? It's easier to get four people to vote against it than if it were to pass out of committee and it goes to the Senate floor to get voted on, because that's what happens. Once it gets out at Senate committee, if it passes out of Senate committee, so let's say enough people voted out of committee to go to the Senate floor, then what happens, you have 39 people voting on it. And it's harder to get a majority, whatever, 20-something, whatever it ends up being, people, you have to convince 20-something people to vote against it. You see, it's going to be easier to get the majority of whatever the quorum is in a committee to vote against it, to kill it in committee. This is one of the stupidest, ignorant things you ever want to think about when here you got a good bill that's going to tax medical marijuana. And I get it. The medical marijuana people might go, we don't want to pay more because of taxes. You're not paying that much more to tax medical marijuana, whatever, 4%, 8%, whatever it ends up being. Okay? But yet, and the state has a chance to make money off of that, but because they've tagged this ignorant, stupid amendment on that medical marijuana bill, you're now going to kill the opportunity to make some money off of medical marijuana, or you make money off medical marijuana while taxing people more money for the extension of this sales tax. I'll get to more of this after the break. Thanks for hanging in here with me, William Wallace for America. I'll see you after the break.
Have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. If you've heard me before, you've heard how much I love barbecue. And there's a place in River Ridge, Louisiana called Trey Bond Barbecue. And it's not just about the meat that they have. It's not just about the great ribs or the great delights they often prepare sometimes. It's about the fixings and the side items that you'll experience there. But it's actually a really cool place to go to. When you see it, you're going to see a lot of different decorations and things from the past that you might appreciate. Try it out, Trey Bond Barbecue on Jefferson Highway. Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk, quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 19th and 20th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 19th and 20th. At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, everybody. So welcome back after the break. So I got a little fired up, and I appreciate y'all hanging in there, you know, with me during the break here. But as you know, we've got this. It's really easy to do this whole to find out how to get to your legislator, and you got to do it before tomorrow morning. Actually, that's where the tricky part is that you're going to have to go there, email them. But if you want to get even more specific on how to do this, what you have to do is you can go to the committee and find out what bill that this committee is in. And then what you do is you look up who the people on the committee are. And then what happens is you email them and you let them know how you feel about the extension of the sales tax being added on to the medical marijuana bill, because quite honestly, it's a sneaky way to get gotten this tax back on the books. And that's why I'm extremely upset about it, because of because of the way they're doing this, the way they're getting this bill, the way they're getting this sales tax extension on by tacking it on to another bill as an amendment, because it failed. I mean, think about it. Our conservative legislators that are in Baton Rouge actually stopped the sales tax extension. They stopped it. They stopped the sales tax extension because it's really a sucky bill to have more sales tax or make a temporary tax permanent. They killed it. And by killing it,
they're adding it to another bill as a way to sneak it in. This, in my opinion, let me tell you something. Before I say that, I'm interviewing a lot of legislators. If you go to my site, you'll see that I'm interviewing a lot of legislators. And there are so many of them doing the right thing. There's now a new conservative caucus in there. And look, even though I'm Republican and I have conservative values, you know, I'm the guy that says, look, you know, sometimes we still have to be libertarians. Sometimes we have to be independents. Sometimes we have to find what we have in common and come together on it to be able to make good legislation for the people in our state. And for all of those legislators, I'm out there talking about all the great things they're doing, but I am not going to name the name of this legislator. You can figure it out. If you go find the bill, You can find the amendment, and you can see who put that amendment on there, and you can call. But respectfully and professionally reach out to the Senate Finance Committee about this amendment that's been tacked on to the marijuana bill. And it's not the legalization marijuana bill. It's the one for medical marijuana. Reach out to those legislators that are going to be in that committee. It's in the Senate Finance Committee. And let them know how you feel about it. And let them know that you don't want it. Okay? And that's why I'm making a call to action for all my listeners right now, that if you really don't want that sale, and let me tell you something, they listen. They will listen to you if you do this, and there's a way to, when you send the email against it, you can say you're for it or against it. And when you're in the Senate, when you're in the committee meetings, at the end, after they listen to a bill and after they go through a bill in committee, the chairman will say, okay, I've got X number of green cards, which means people who are present that are for it. And he'll say, I have X number of red cards. That means people who are against it and are present. He'll say, I have X number of emails for it, X number of emails against it. So your voice will be heard. Now, let me tell you something. If I'm not telling you something already, it's, you know, I guess a joke, but I'll say this. I understand the need for taxes. I understand that, you know, we need roads, we need bridges, we need schools, we need drainage. You know, we need things in our communities and our state. I get it. But when a tax gets sold to us as a temporary tax, sales tax addition, which made us the highest sales, or one of the highest sales tax states in the country, and then it's sold to us as a temporary tax, and then they're going to vote to extend it. And here's another little goodie for you. It's not going to expire for another few years. That's right. It's not like this temporary sales tax is going to expire this year or next year. No, it's like it's set to expire like in 3, 4, 5 years, something far off. So why the rush to extend it another 10 years out, 3 or 4 years early, if you can follow that? And I think, so that's one thing that makes me aggravated. But the other thing is that they're sneaking it through, and it's complete BS. The bill didn't make it through this conservative legislature. Hey, good. Fiscally conservative people killed the sales tax extension. Round of applause to you. Great job. But one representative snuck it in on another bill, hiding it. It is outright hiding it in another piece of legislation on another bill that people don't see it, to extend your sales tax. Legis.la.gov. Call your representatives on that committee in the Senate. Call your senator. Tell them to vote no. Get it done. Make it happen. After the break, I'm switching to something else, another topic. I have a guest with me today. And yes, you can call her, ask her questions. She hasn't been on in a while. So stay tuned after the break with more of me, William Wallace, for America. Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031. 479-3031. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. Janet McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234, and she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Janet McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. As the 2021 hurricane season begins, approximately 4,000 remain displaced from the 2020 hurricanes in Louisiana. Calcasieu Parish Police Jury President Brian Abshire says they could be living in another home or apartment with family, or even in a trailer on their property, but they remain displaced
and may not be able to go back to their home. Their insurance situation may dictate that they can't, or that insurance won't repair, and so they won't be able to. It's just a varying from individual to individual.
He says several residents are still trying to settle insurance claims 9 months later. Senate Judiciary B Committee approves legislation allowing those 21 and older to carry a concealed handgun without needing a permit or training. Democratic Shreveport Senator Greg Tarver lambasted the bill, saying this will lead to more gun violence.
You know, I ought to be for this bill. Ought to be give you a donation. I'm an undertaker. This bill will boost my business.
The proposal is opposed by both the Chiefs of Police Association and Governor Edwards, LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 19th and 20th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 19th and 20th. At the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. And with me, who's got to get closer to the mic, she's got to finish swallowing that last piece of... You had a chicken sandwich, you're eating this chicken sandwich.
Well, we don't need to tell the whole world.
Jana McCaffrey!
Hey!
Matthew, I'm going to bring you on in just a second, your buddy, but she was... There's a chicken sandwich that's running around.
We're really gonna keep telling them all about the chicken sandwich.
I know. Well, you know you come on my radio station and you're eating.
Well,
I'm teasing.
Leftover.
I'm teasing.
I didn't eat all my lunch.
I'm teasing. Jana, you haven't been on with us in a while. What do you think about this? How they're sneaking this tax in on on last minute?
I don't like anything sneaky. I'm immediately biased against anything sneaky. That's one of our government's things. They do it too often.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is just a small example of what they're doing on a national level, you know, with this $2 trillion spending bills and only 5% is used for what it says it's going to be used for. That's like the exact same thing they're doing right now on a smaller level.
Yeah, it's completely crazy. It's why most people don't even know what they're voting for half the time.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you right now, some of these legislators, you know, and I like them all. Some of them, you know, they might not realize. I'm not saying they don't know. I'm saying that some of them might not realize that's how they're sneaking this in there.
I think they might not realize it, and even more importantly, their voters might not realize it. So, voters are giving them support, and they don't even know what they're supporting them for.
Well, the other voters are the people in the legislature.
No, I realize that, but I mean the voters that they represent.
Right.
That's what they're there for. They're not there just to represent the things that they want done.
Right.
They're there as representatives of the people.
Right.
And if the people don't even know what's in the bills, then how do they know?
Right.
You know.
And again, I'm not going to say who it is, simply because it's not my job to call out. Maybe somebody says, "Oh, it should be," but I interview everybody, and I interview everybody in a favorable way because I think the best way to get people more involved is to bring on more people and let them talk, but at the same time, it's up to us, the voters, to be aware of what's going on. I'm making people aware. What do you think? Is this a reason for term limits?
Yeah, this is exactly the reason for term limits.
On a national level, maybe?
On a national level, you got it. You got it. That's my newest baby. That's my issue. Because everything has just, you know, gotten too swampy. That term that we love.
Yeah.
It's too swampy. People are up there voting for their own agendas and the way they think things should be done, and they don't take care of their constituents the way they should. And the only way that we can control it, because Congress is a complete out of control freight train right now, is term limits. We need a constitutional amendment. We need to take it over. The states can do this. They just have to band together and realize the power that they still have.
Right.
But this is a great example of why we need term limits, because too much is getting done without the people really having a say. And it's happening just for decades at a time.
I mean, so what would you say to the people that would say, "Oh, but I like my congressman, I like my senator, they're doing a great job, and they have seniority.
That's the big issue. I mean, I really like
seniority.
I like some of my people as well. You know, I've got a handful of them that I think would just be great up there forever because they do the right things, and I think that's truly humble people that are not in it for themselves, but that's at this point, from my personal perspective, a small handful of them that actually deserve to be up there for a really long time. But, that was my big question. Why should we do that? Why don't we just let voters vote them out if they do a bad job? But the voters are not voting them out. And it's not that I don't trust voters. maybe it's that I don't trust voters a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
but by and large, it's not that I don't trust voters. It's that it's just that it's so hard to beat an incumbent because the incumbents get all the money, and that's what fuels their campaigns. And sometimes people just don't even know because the other
seniority.
People aren't getting enough. Yeah, they're not.
I can bring home the bacon. Yeah. Boo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I mean, it's seniority is important. Yeah. It allows us to get things done. You know, small states like us, where we don't have a whole lot of representation up there. But at the same time, you know, if you put term limits on everybody, then everybody's got term limits. It's
Matthew, you're next, by the way. But before I interrupt, Jana, but Jana, what would you?
It's okay.
Well, because I know how fast the time goes, I want to get Matthew on. But what would you say to this? I mean, it's like, you know, if you want to keep your congressman, your favorite congressman, then you're also keeping like the AOCs and the bad legislators and the Nancy Pelosi's and look, I'm not just going on Democrats. You're also keeping the Mitch McConnells.
Oh yeah, but you know, and you got to realize though, the good ones, the ones that are really good and really up there for the right reasons, and that have that humble state of mind and they're going to continue to be involved. They're going to get in it from another angle. They're going to lobby. They're going to get jobs that keep them in the sector,
right?
And keep them doing
fighting for the people.
Yeah, keep them fighting for the people, even if they're not in that same elected office. You know, would I want to see Ted Cruz go? No, not really. But I mean, he's like the biggest sponsor on the national level for term limits because he can see it.
I mean, look, there's some Democrats that I know that are still, you know, that are still kind of, you know, looking out. They're not completely leftist, you know, but they're on the right. I mean, look, the Joe Manchins, you know, we don't want Joe Manchin out there definitely right now. But you know what we can do? Let's see what Matthew and Metairie has to say. Matthew, are you coming across the causeway right now?
Yeah, so we have term limits in Louisiana. How is that working? All right. I will go ahead and I will try to find the member of the state judiciary. Is it the finance committee, you said? The financial committee?
It's the Senate Finance Committee.
Senate Finance Committee. And I will tell them to do what?
To vote against the extension, or the amendment that extends sales tax. It's been tagged.
Do you have a number for this amendment?
I don't. It's going to be Amendment 1234. I mean, it's just an amendment that was added on to the marijuana, medical marijuana tax. There's a bill, and it'll say if you read the bills, if you search by medical marijuana, the bill will probably come up, and you'll be able to say, oh, that's the medical marijuana bill. You can find out what committee it's in. The website is very user friendly. You just got to go kind of look at it.
It's user-friendly for a smartphone or an Android device.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I use it on my phone frequently.
Okay.
It's legis.la.gov, and it's real easy.
But I'm going to be the only one sending them an email. You know why?
Why?
You chase your audience off because you don't take any calls.
Oh, Matthew, come on. When I do an interview, I usually don't. But look, I got your buddy on today, Jana McCaffrey.
Hey, Matt.
Reunited. And see that?
There you go.
How you been, Matthew?
I've been doing all right. Just getting frustrated with the fact that, you know, I don't get to get my voice heard on Tuesday afternoons. Instead, I get to listen to William Wallace do a one-hour podcast.
Oh, man. Matthew, I'm sorry, but Matthew, I'll say this: you are about the only one that I bring on anymore. I mean, I don't bring on just everybody anymore. But you are always on my show when I get a chance.
I try not to go down rabbit holes of things that can't be proven and all this other stuff.
Right.
But you know, I usually try to bring, as the liberal hive mind over on YouTube says, bring the receipts.
I love it. Well, Matthew, that's why I bring you on, because you always do have good things to say. The hard thing is when I do interviews, and that's the only time I really don't bring anybody on is when I have an interview, is that I'm limited to I don't even an hour. You've got 4 12-minute segments, and it goes by
but
really
you could,
fast.
you could read the comments on your YouTube channel.
Respond to those. And I do read those. So while you're beating me up, do you have anything you want to ask Jana? I mean, I got Jana on here just for you, Matthew.
That's true. That's what he told me on the way over.
I don't know how she's doing.
I'm doing pretty well.
She's still practicing law. So if you know any friends that need help in an injury case, you might want to call her.
I am still doing that.
Most of the people I know that need legal help, they basically need to be defended from a lawsuit or from the federal government.
Matthew, what do you think about term limits? Let's stay on topic. You've harassed me enough. What do you think about term limits? And what do you think about them sneaking this bill on?
I heard about it this morning. Jeff didn't cover it at all. But Jeff doesn't even give out phone numbers. So, you know, that's another, you want to activate your, activists, you've got to give them the tools. I heard about it this morning and I thought to myself, it's like 0.5%, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's 0.5% of your money.
I know. And supposedly it's going to be for infrastructure.
Yes. It's for the children. It's for the old people. It's for the roads and bridges. Right?
Do you hate children? I'm not that emotional about it, but I will go ahead and look up the state what committee again?
It's the finance committee. I'm when I get home, I'll put it on my Facebook page. I just found out about this.
I don't do Facebook.
I'll put it on my, you know what? I'll send you an email, Matthew.
You should get a Gab.
I will do that.
Yeah, send me an email.
All right.
You should get a Gab account. As far as term limits in general,
Matthew,
I'm coming to the point where I'm starting to think it's a bad idea whose time has come.
All right, Matthew, I got 10 seconds left. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you. I'll email you, though, I promise. All right, everybody else, stay tuned after the break here with me, William Wallace, for America on WGSO, and Jana McCaffrey next.
Have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. Jana McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234. And she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Jana McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, Matthew, I'm a shout out to you, man. It was good talking to you, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. But anyway, so Jana, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this swampy stuff that they snuck in.
You know what? I have to give Matthew my own shout out because I really liked what he just said about a bad idea whose time has come. I mean, not that I want to say that it's a bad idea, because I don't think it's inherently a bad idea. But you know, it is something that I personally sat back for a while and thought, well, yeah, if they do a bad job, the voters can handle it. But I think Matthew's hit on something when he said a bad idea time has come. It just is.
Because I think we can't avoid it anymore. I used to think of term limits as I'm still, I don't want to say I'm 100%. I'm more than I used to be. A lot more than I used to be. I used to be the guy that said, you know, we just vote them out. I mean, that's how it was originally put up. Yeah. They just vote them out. However, if you look up U.S. term limits, they have an answer to that it actually was, they wanted to put it in the term limits in the Constitution.
Right.
They originally wanted to do that, and then they didn't. There's a story behind that, which you can find, by the way, on my podcast that I did with U.S. term limits on my podcast. At William Wallace for America, but they had an argument for that. But again, because we get stuck with so many bad legislators, do we stick it out just because there's a couple good ones and put up with all the bad ones, or do we just say, you know what, look, you know, let's just get all of them out?
Yeah, I don't think we can wait for that anymore. It has just gotten to a fever pitch level. There's too much bad going on up in Washington, and there's not enough people up there willing to do what needs to be done anymore. Everybody's out for themselves. I read an article that they sent me. I thought it put it such a wise way. It said, Washington changes them before they can change Washington. And I just think it's true. The nature of humans is to be fallen. We go into things with the absolute best intentions, and then before we know it, we get all, you know, glassy-eyed, and we're so excited about everything that's around us. And, you know, I mean, if you were a senator up in Washington, would you vote to term limit yourself out? I don't know that I would. I like to think I would. I like to think I'd be more like, you know, Cruz or Rand Paul or one of these guys that.
But there's a lot of people. To your point, Jan, there's a lot of people that go there, and they have good intentions, and they just get gobbled up. And then I guess, and I don't know. I'm basically, you know, hypothesizing. You know, they probably think, well, if I just do this to get be able to get reelected, then I can really change things. And then slowly but surely, you know, like you said, D.C. changes them.
Yeah, the next thing you know, they're just betraying themselves and the voters.
Right.
Up and down, just because it's great to be where they are and they want to keep their power. I don't even know if they see it. Some of them do,
right.
I know some of them do, but I think some of them are just caught up in
it. But then you think of all the good
ones. Time to save them from themselves.
Well, yeah, you think of all the good ones that go up there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I could name a couple of them in D.C. now that you go, hooray, they're going to fight for us. And then years later, you hear that they're voting the wrong way or they've switched sides or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, again, do we not vote out the good ones, you know, via term limits to be able to, you know, retain that power for us, for the one that we like, but have to keep the bad ones.
Yeah, now at this point, it's changed. The balance of power is just, it's shifted too much.
How much different would our country be if we were always flushing it out in a positive, professional way, of course?
I think there's a good chance it could be very different. I mean, it was always meant to be a sacrifice. It was always meant to be a hardship. It was never supposed to be go up to Washington, become rich and famous, and make millions of dollars and stay there for the rest of
and
your life.
And pass $2 trillion bills and make the voters pay for it in the way of inflation and taxes.
It's never supposed to be like that. It's just crazy. It is no longer a sacrifice. It's now, honor is good, but it's not just a place of honor. It's like I said, it's fame, it's celebrity, and along with that, it's power. It's just not what it's supposed to be anymore.
You're
supposed to be like, oh man, I guess I'm going to have to do this because there's nobody else to do this year. So I guess it's okay, fine. I'll go do it.
But it's interesting. We still have those people on a state level. I interview people on a state level. We've got guys that spent, you know, umpteen years in a career and they're retired, you know, and they run for office. Like in their golden years, they're running for office and they're not going to really gain from it. You know, they just want to serve the people.
They're giving of themselves. Right. And that's a good thing. And that's kind of how it should all be.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we need young people up there. I'm not saying we need to, you know, everybody in Washington shouldn't be retired. We need people with a lot of energy. And we do need them up there for a good handful of years, just not decades.
Right.
Decades of the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but yeah, the few good ones need to be sacrificed to get rid of the bad ones.
Wow. Are you still practicing law?
I am. I still have my little personal injury firm.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I. I do get a little bit of help right now from a friend's daughter. She's real cute, sweet, smart.
We won't bring that up. Well, but the other good thing is it's there's a need, you know, there's still a need for that.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. There's plenty of need with 5,000 accidents a month in Louisiana.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Last time I checked, I have to admit I haven't looked at the stat in a really long time, but you know that's. That's definitely where it is. Yeah, people get injured all the time.
And while there's legislation on that, no matter what side you're on, whether you agree, disagree, it still happens, and there's still people that need to have I don't want to say reimbursed, but there's still people that need to be taken care of.
That's how I put it. That's why I got into it and why I've stayed in it, because I try to take care of people with it. It's very. When you're in an accident and you've never been
doing
in accident before,
in a
professional, you don't know what to do.
Yeah, but you're doing it in a professional way. You're not.
Well, yeah, no, I'm nobody's mommy.
Right.
You know,
but you're out there really doing it genuinely, trying to help people and not, you know.
I try.
Okay.
Yeah, what my old line, that's really not a line. I mean it. I don't work for money. I work for people.
Yeah.
I mean, the money's good. I need to make money. You know, I got kids to feed.
Yeah.
But no, people need to be taken care of. These injuries are scary, and people don't really know how to guide their way through it. And the insurance companies, you know, aren't really looking out for you.
Do you have a number if people want to call you for that?
504-837-1234.
1234?
1234.
That's
easy.
It's
as easy as 1234.
That is very, very easy.
Well,
people
call me, and they're like, Jan, I don't know what to do. I've never been in this situation before. I'm like, that's okay. I've been in it like 1,500 times.
So you know how to navigate people through it in such a way that they're going to be made whole, but not feel like they've done something wrong.
I do my best. That's my goal. I do my best to do that.
That's a good way to put it. Well, I'm glad we got to wrap up on that because we're at the end of our show.
Wow.
Anything else, Janet, you want to say?
No, just thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to come back again soon. I forgot how much I liked it.
I knew you would. I'm sure Matthew's happy to have heard you today. He has to speak to you. Call in Matthew. You're always welcome on the show. And everybody else, stay tuned next week for more of me, William Wallace for America. In the meantime, check out my podcast, my Facebook page at William Wallace for America, my YouTube channel. You can see all the interviews I do when I'm not on the radio. Thank you very much, guys. Talk to y'all next week.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right.